This is the Notable Kentucky Podcast. I'm your host, J.C. Phelps, a Kentuckian dedicated to sharing the stories, people, and events of note from the Louisville area and from around the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Thank you all for joining me, and let's get started. In the notable headlines, I'll see y'all on the waterfront as free concerts return thanks to Waterfront Wednesday. Waterfront Wednesday will return on April 26th, with other dates this year being May 31st, June 28th, July 26th, August 30th, and September 27th. On Waterfront Wednesday, the lawn opens at 5 p.m. and shows usually end between 10 and 10:30 p.m., and you can listen to the live music from either the lawn or from the Big Four Bridge. Jeff Bezos is making an impact on Louisville's educational future. Research shows that children can benefit from a preschool education. That said, many Louisville families struggle to find affordable programs to enroll their children in. To combat this, Okolona will be home of the tuition-free Bezos Academy Preschool, the first of its kind in Kentucky. The free Montessori-inspired preschool will sit alongside Jefferson's Landing and the Jefferson Green Apartments. Bezos Academy is a nonprofit group founded by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, creating tuition-free preschools across the country for low-income families. JCPS is calling upon the scales of justice as they plan to file a lawsuit against social media companies, citing negative impacts that they have on students. During its meeting Tuesday evening, the Board of Education passed a resolution to hire an outside attorney to file a civil action lawsuit. JCPS said media platform algorithms promote harmful content like violence, eating disorders, and self-harm, and as a result, the district said it's had to spend a significant amount of both time and resources on students' mental health. Thus, they believe they should be compensated. Louisville is not the first school district in the U.S. to file similar lawsuits. There are others, including one in Seattle. Big changes are coming regarding marijuana in Kentucky. After a decade of failed attempts in the state legislature, a bill to legalize medical marijuana in Kentucky received final passage Thursday, just hours before the adjournment of the 2023 session. The bill will now head to the desk of Governor Andy Beshear, who has been a vocal supporter of legalization and said he would sign it into law on Friday. Food and beverage news of note. Celebrities have their entrepreneurial sights set on Derby City, as a new restaurant will be opening in downtown Louisville this summer. Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl Dixon on The Walking Dead, and special effect makeup artist Greg Nicotero are opening up Nick and Norman's, a Southern-inspired restaurant at 108 West Washington Street in early June. This will be Nick and Norman's fourth location across the country, with other locations being in Lexington, Tennessee, and Georgia. Drake's opened its fourth Louisville area location on Monday. The new restaurant and bar is over the river in Jeffersonville, Indiana, just off of I-65. Drake's is located in the new Jeffersonville Town Center development along Veterans Parkway. The other Drake's locations in the Louisville area are in St. Matthews, Hurstbourne, and the Paddock Shops. I don't know about you, but I still mourn the closing of Butchertown Grocery under Chef Bobby Benjamin. It's one of my favorite restaurants in the city, and he moved out west. That said, I'm excited to report that new life is coming to the space. A collection of veteran restaurateurs are teaming up to open a new concept in the former Butchertown Grocery space at 1076 East Washington Street. The restaurant will be called Decade and is projected to open in May, with a menu focusing on new American cuisine with Italian and French influences. Notable events to attend. The Brain Injury Alliance of Kentucky, or BIAC, will be hosting its first big event of the year, the Run, Walk, and Roll for Brain Health, on Saturday, May 13th, 2023. The event will include options of either a 5K run or a 1 mile run, walk, and roll. More than 1,000 participants are expected to either participate individually or in teams to raise brain injury awareness. On Saturday, registration will open at 7:30. 5K runners will start at 8:30, 5K walkers will start at 8:40, and at 9, the stroll and activities We'll begin. BIAC is a statewide nonprofit organization dedicated to improving the quality of life for individuals impacted by brain injury. You can register for this walk at p2p.onecause.com/BIAC23. That's p2p.onecause.com/BIAC23. Springtime means one thing. Derby is coming. And prior to Derby, there's a lot of joy in celebrating the Kentucky Derby Festival. KDF recently announced their plans for this year's festival, which includes 9 days of concerts, food, rides, and plenty of family fun. Some events to anticipate include opening day on April 27th, the Louisville Silent Disco, of course, the Kentucky Derby Festival Chow Wagon, always a favorite of mine, Flavors of Festival, Pegasus Playville for the kids, the Kentucky Derby Festival Namaste on the River, Kentucky Derby Festival Ohio Valley Wrestling Run for the Ropes, the L&N Federal Credit Union Great Balloon Glow, the Kentucky Derby Festival Kentucky Derby, Exotic Cars and Coffee Car Show presented by Liberty Federal Credit Union, the Kentucky Derby Festival Sunday Funday Drag Show Brunch, the KDF Happy Tail Hour, and finally, Military Day is on Friday, May 5th, which features free admission all day for veterans and active military with their military ID. Thank you all for being here for another episode of Notable Kentucky. You can keep up with Notable Kentucky wherever you receive your podcasts on NotableKentucky.com and on both Facebook and Instagram at Notable Kentucky. If you enjoyed the podcast today, I would so appreciate it if you would subscribe and provide a 5-star review. And if you have a story of note, please feel free to email me at notablekentucky@gmail.com, or you can message me on social media. I would love to push that out for you. As my Auntie JJ always said, make today a great day. Y'all come back now, you hear? Signing off for Notable Kentucky, I'm JC Phelps.